Check, check, check. Well, the volume is low. Check. 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 One. Okay. What's my volume so low? Check, check, check. One, check, one, check. Okay, there we go. That's weird. Oh, the music playing. Hold on, let me check the music. Okay, so welcome to Studio 2, Rock Life, Monday, the Monday edition. Monday. Maybe I should call it the Case of Mondays edition. That'd be great. Great, thanks. I'm like disorganized this morning. You know what? I just had a half of Monster last night. And this morning I just finished the odd half with the a little bit of, well, it's actually on the wall of the cup now. Knack. Because I got off knack a little bit. What's knack? N-A-Z. That's N-acetyl something. N-acetyl. Christine. Sustained. I have no idea. Wham, these are just side effects. If you take it, yeah, not supposed to take a lot. No, they come in like the little capsules. I usually just break the capsule and make it take like 1/3. That's it. It's not every day. Take it out any other day. Just to see what's happening. Because I've been seeing a lot of reports of people who got jabbed and they're getting the eczema stuff. I say my body is losing heat. I've been hearing that a lot. So like, well, I didn't get jabbed, but I got people near me got jabbed more than once. And, you know, they shed. When you shed, you're going to get it, right? You surround people with shedding. Because eczema, your skin, like, peeling off. Maybe, you know, some people more immune to it, but everybody's going to shed. And this stuff, wherever it's in the, wherever it is, the jab or not, going to go in there. Going to come out with your skin. And then people breathe in a little bit, even though it's not effective, but you're breathing in enough of it, you're going to get one of something. So I got this weird, I don't know. And, you know, I knew exactly what was happening. Way before they got news, COVID got news, oh yeah, get jabbed, just right before. No, right after the news. We got a new virus from China. And blah, 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 blah. And people were falling, they started reporting that a little bit. So, oh, we have nothing to worry about in the United States. One day I went to a spa near us that opened up, and there are a lot of Asian people, right, working there, nurses, medical people, part-time jobs, right? Go to school part-time, so they've been traveling. So did they get something? I don't know. But one day I went back home, I felt it. Just cold. All of a sudden I felt cold. Lying in my bed. All that stuff. Rather I got it, I don't care. I didn't get it. So that's how I knew. And it was way before the jabs and stuff. Then I got over it. You know, then I started noticing, like, I think when the first jab started, everybody's taking it. And I started feeling the coldness. Like my fingertips are cold. My toes. The tip of my toes are cold. Bottom of my feet are cold. So now I'm wearing socks, which helped a lot. And I started losing feelings. Just numb. It's like a numbness in the tips. I was like, oh, this is not cool. So, of course, later on, I listened to several people, including Cliff High, and say, oh, yeah, get some glutathione and whatever, and this thing, and Nestel Sustain? I don't know what it is. Knack. And they see, if you look at it, antioxidant. It's new. It's antioxidant. I got my heat back a little bit, but except everywhere except the tips. Then I noticed, because I was drinking Monster Energy a lot. Like, okay. Not because why drink Coke, Pepsi? Well, I need caffeine. Sometimes I don't want to eat. Not eat. Drink coffee. Eat coffee. How do you eat coffee? Or coffee cakes? But drinking coffee, I don't feel like drinking coffee. I need some caffeine. In the old days, it was the rock star. I never tried Monster at the time. Monster just started. And Red Bull, just those two. And just one other one, not gonna mention, is crazy. Too much caffeine, nothing. So just drink those. Yeah, I noticed that Monster and Rockstar, even, you know, Red Bull, you got the... Is this stereo thing bothering you? Because it's like... I'll switch. Hold on. Okay, switch back. Hey. Alright. We'll switch back to mono. It's stereo, but it's mono stereo. But anyway, all this stuff. The vitamin B. You know, drink it. Drink a little bit. Like, hey, only I feel better. Like, got heat. And then later on, no, let me try some. So many vitamin B in these cans. I just get regular vitamin B, like a multi, whatever, B. So I got a huge bottle of it. Got C too. It's a Yaman riboflavin. No idea what that is. Niacin, okay, yeah, niacin. That is. So it's got complex, B complex, and super. This is super B complex. You can get it either Costco's or you can get it at BJ warehouse. But those of you with dirty minds, no, not that kind of BJ warehouse. Yeah, I mean, I start taking this one, like, hey, you better. So every morning I take one, and now I take another one. Pretty good. Then I started seeing videos of like, people getting that. It's like, I have no choice to get a jab. I got a jab because the work, and it's like, I'm getting this, eczema is coming back. I don't know why. Maybe you should try vitamin B. Like you're losing, they say, some people, some of the videos I see, is lose body heat. That was the first thing. Like, okay, your DNA is being compromised. You, anything with signal, your nervous system is being compromised. So what do you do? Fix, right? Your immune system is done. You have none, so maybe you should start taking vitamins. And B actually helps with heat. And I'm like, okay, cool. So it works. I'm not sure it's for everybody, but it seems like it's working. The super B complex. I'm B. Did you get an A? No, I got a B. Yeah. Then my coffee, of course. I put Ormas. I have the neck first. For let it sit for a while. Then I'll drink the Ormas. Ormas would basically push all that stuff to the tip of your nervous system, I guess. Because it's so finite, you will push anything in there. Then just go. And it works. I mean, this is for me, personally. So, if this works, why? I'd rather have a, you know, whole immune system. It works. Why do I want to compromise it? You know, but then it's asinine. What's happening? So that's what I'm doing. But for other people, so I need to get a jab or I die. Well. I will say, so yeah, go get it. If it makes you feel better, just go get it. I can send you links. I can send you links to the others, the real good doctor, good people trying to figure this out. Say this thing is bad and it's not what you think it is. music's loud. Sorry. It's Kraftwerk's. Lower slowly. Yeah, so I come to the terms and just, well, you know, if you think you better go ahead, but I'm not gonna tell you what's gonna happen, but you know what they want to do, these big guys up there want to do. So it's up to you. You want it, go ahead. I'm planning to stay around for longer because there are tasks I need to do before I go. What kind of task? I don't know. I'm going to meet them. Okay, it's this. So, thing is, well, this is from Mount Sinai. It's an amino acid building block of proteins that are used throughout the body. So I'm thinking that the virus and the antivirus have something is compromising the immune system, is killing all the whatever your body, part of your body is making all these proteins that's supposed to cover that virus, that dead, that spike protein things. Spike protein basically took over regular protein. So what are you going to do? Or maybe it's producing too much protein. Your body needs more protein. You know, because it kind of makes sense, because they're pushing. So, stop eating meat. You need to eat bugs. You need to eat veggies. You need to eat vegetables. You need the impossible stuff. And proteins, you don't need them. But if you understand human, where we came from, we need proteins. So one way to do it is peanuts, which I do, banana. If you don't want to eat meat, but I like meat, so I need it. I want it. I go out, down by grilling, or somewhere, you get a smell. I know some people hate it, but like steak, when you smell it, like marinade, oh, yum, yum, yum. No, for me. For anybody else, it's like, ew, man, I don't care. Get out of here. Go eat your banana or your peanut. And I'll take some peanuts for me. No, that's why I would. Proteins. We need proteins. Our body is protein. Carbon emission. Guess what? You, human, me, everything you see, including this new computer I built with this really, really cool case, aluminum case. I'm like rubbing it. So smooth. No, not like that. It's made of carbon. Guess what? It's made of carbon. Coffee beans are carbon. Everything's carbon. Carbon's the basis of this planet. So you're trying to get rid of more carbon. Like, it's not gonna work. No. You're trying to reduce it, take it out. Guess what the planet's gonna do? I need more carbon. It's gonna try to make something else out of carbon. It's gonna gush it right out. Because the planet know how to balance, even with us on it, even with the pollution, know how to balance. Damn. I was going to say, duh. But they took all the stuff out of school, took all this physics, or like the environmental stuff and the basic understanding things. Took it out, then put something else in there. I'm not gonna say what. You know what? Some of us know exactly what, and feel sad for that, because there's so many things in this old school system that teach you about this. You understood, and it made sense, because you look outside, be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But now it's just, oh, because of that, it's human something. We gotta make everything electric. Like, okay, I had a conversation with that about Tesla stuff. You know that cars is safe until you break it. When you break it, electricity goes wacko on the car. How do you get up? Well, there's a latch. Yeah, how many people know that? Do they read the manual for the cars? Do they know there's a button for that? But should it be like that? No. Because I also heard some people say when electricity goes out, the outside door thing doesn't open. So somebody's trying to save you. They might not be able to. Unless it was triggered after the accident. Oh, this electric light. I'm saying, no, Tesla could have done better with a lot of things, because other cars are coming up. Other companies are coming up, and they will got a lot of manual door handles. You can just click, boom, you're out, right? Safety. Yeah, it's like, it's just weird. Everybody's going electric. Oh, we gotta get this electric. You know, just when the battery explodes, electricity is out. How are you gonna get the people out? That was my first reaction when I first saw these electric. Remember those videos and news? You heard about people having cell phone explode on an airplane. When that exact same thing happened to these lithium ion batteries in these cars, where they explode, phone explode. Okay, you might get a little rash, you know, you get, because small spot, like tiny little phone. Yeah, it's not, it's one little battery, but you can do that much damage. Imagine whole bed of these sitting below you. When they explode, do you have enough protection on the floor? No. Is it gonna be like A-10, a Warthog tub that's made of, I forgot what it's made of. They said it's almost impenetrable. Like, people shoot things at it, the pilot would be like, yeah. Oh, keep doing it. Come on. I'm going to fly home. Like, you know, thing would be okay. Made of that? But even with that, the fire will come, go, you know, if natural. If it's in fire, if you put something on top. Like, say, grilling burger, you know, flame coming up. Yeah, then you got those pressers. You press down that steak, iron press. Where does fire go? It goes around it and it goes circles. Go back. It goes back in. That's not safety, man. I don't know. Like, those batteries are toxic too. Like, fire people probably can't even get to you. Gonna do. If you got sprayed by it, you're probably Your skin is probably damaged. Acid. Whatever that is. Whatever it is in the chemistry. No, lithium or something. I don't know what else is in there. You know, it's just bad news. Of course, gasoline. We can keep using gasoline, but I always thought that hydrogen. I have no idea how many times I said it. Hydrogen was the best way to do things. Thanks, Chris Wilson. You like the show. So, yeah, I had this whole conversation with him, just like, no. But then here's another thing. All these other companies, like, took examples of Tesla. And I was like, we're going to make it better. And they did. I saw one. It was a Lucid Air. I think I said that on Friday. The user interface is unbelievable. It was just, like, perfect. The car looks nice. Not as fast, but they say there's more, better safety in the car. How could it be? I said, I don't know if the door is electric or not, but safety. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I just went from like an asset to. I said, look, sustain to the ion cars. But anyway, I just, you know, Google Science, they taught us all that. I mean, I went to electronic classes. Back then, it was like, we had not lithium ion, but we had the other one. We were told, like, these things cause, they will cause fire. So you gotta be careful when you hook it up. Rather just use regular batteries. And when you finish that project, take the battery out, just dunk it. Because you don't know. Right. Back then they teach us. And you can go on the world and be like, totally understood. Just not sure when. The stuff is like, we don't need to teach kids this, we don't need to teach kids, but we need to teach kids about the 60 something genders. We want to teach kids about feline humans, the furries, meow, meow. Yeah, we need to teach that. Okay, yeah, kids should learn other stuff. I mean, some of the schools down where we are, they're okay. They're teaching the right stuff. But there's other schools just, wow, holy cow. And then, I get complaints. You don't know about us, with the hair and all that. You know, I tell them, like, you know, growing up with, you are hardcore guys. Everybody had tattoos, had nose rings way back then. People dyed their hair, but everybody knew. Everybody knew. So if you're other, we don't care about, like, we don't promote it, right? We don't push it onto others. Like, you're a guy. Straight guy, you don't push on the people. I'm a straight guy, you gotta pee one too. Like, no, I'm a straight girl. I gotta, you guys, no, I'm gay, okay, whatever, lesbian, okay, whatever, no big deal. And then there's like the swingers, even the hardcore business, yeah, everywhere. It's like, yeah, someone, so, no one didn't care. All we care was, like, man, this music is cool. You want to listen? Yeah. Yo, let's go to that show. Yeah. Like, hey, I need a tech for a tour. So you want to come in? Yeah. Yeah, let's go to 7B and have drinks. Talk about stuff. Like, yeah. We didn't think of all the little details. The little things here and there. We didn't care about that. Like, I had a friend, girl, lady. Well, she's a lady now. Look, she's a lesbian. I don't know. I guess we call it lesbian. Whether you call it gay, whatever you want. We'll go out and pick up girls. I have to compete with the lesbian girls. You know what? Half the time she went, more than half the time she wins. I'm like, damn. Do I want to? No, of course not. I don't. But just like, it was fun. We have fun. I have friends like that. I have friends that are really rough, and I have friends have no inner monologue and just say exactly what they say. And it will come out totally wrong. In today's thing, well, they'd be chewed up by the 60-something gender people. I'm non-binary and you are a jerk. I can tell you one of them is from a band called Stormtrooper of Death. It's the lead singer. Mean Billy. Mean Billy Milano. He says something, there's no filter. But I liked it because he was straight. He was straight on and he's like, no, you're right, man. Totally get it. You just say it. Great guy. Like, even his family was kind of cool, you know. And it just, you know, back then we didn't think about that stuff. We were thinking about more other things. I mean, there are people who understand the politics and stuff a little more than I did until now. They'll tell us things like that. What's going on in the world and all that. But it wasn't like, oh my God, you gotta listen to me. Where your kids gonna, like, blah, blah, blah. Then I was like, no, they just say, yeah, you know, see like this. See the government is doing, see the things they're saying, and you know what's gonna happen if you put those two together. Like, it's gonna be madness. It was like that. It was explained to me like that. It wasn't, we need to indoctrinate, you know, into our group. It's like, I don't want to get indoctrinated. I'm already in a group with you. It's called Newer Hardcore. Even that, I'm not in the Newer Hardcore because I'm just a friend. Just know you guys. We're already in. Well, I don't need approval from anybody. And you don't need approval for anybody. It was all good. And look what happened. Yeah. 2 decades later. What is going on? Madness. Well, I read about the anti-madness. What happened with the Roman Empire. So just like, okay. Maybe we're in changing of age. Breaking out, saying, woo! Coming out of the closet, coming out of the Roman Catholic, not the Roman Catholic closet, like being chained in like dungeons. They're just coming out. Like, yeah. You know, that sort of stuff. It doesn't help, like with all the other craziness, which I sort of got into the UFO thing because I saw UFO. I saw more than once. And I saw other things. Like, how do I explain this? So I was trying to figure out what it is. So I figured if I go in, listen to everybody, maybe I'll get a reference point to the things that I witnessed. So I went in there and they went crazy too. Dark pool, this, that, and try to indoctrinate everybody. What are you guys doing? This was, you guys were supposed to give us information and let us work it through for ourselves and then figure it out. Just like these, everything else, like the car, as in the electric cars, right? It's the same thing with the virus and all that stuff. It's the same thing with politics. Not grabbing us. It's one side or the other side. But unfortunately, it's doing that to everybody. Using media, whatever method they do, they're taking people, go one side, go to the other side, come back, then the other side. And then the worst thing, I don't know if it's coming. I mean, it's already here. The biggest thing coming. Well, it's not coming. It's here, ready. But they're going to ramp up a little bit. They're going to let you free. Do whatever you want. No, you can do this. Then they're going to take it away. Then they're going to do it again. Let it out. And take it away. Let it out. Take it away. Know what that is? Because that's Stockholm Syndrome. That's how you do it. You wanna Stockholm somebody. That's how you do it. And the best people know how to do this are socialists, communists, especially CCP. CCP knows it. They've been doing it for years. They know. They hate us. They do. But then they mimic us. They say they hate us. Know what they do in the background? They're doing the same exact thing as we do, like our politicians do. They got all this money on that. They got all the girls. They got supercars. Kids get supercars, get nice houses, nice apartments, yachts, planes, all that stuff. And but when they show up in a gigantic public meeting, what they do? They dress up the wherever that shirt, those pants, button up shirts with no colors. Guess who does that too? Politician. He wears that too. Noticed in the beginning when she started wearing that stuff. Like, I noticed it. I'm like, what? Captured. Damn. And here's a funny one. We ain't going down that road. While I was singing Dixie, I didn't know what Dixie means. I thought it was like a format. I thought Dixie was like a little music thing. Then somebody told me like years and years ago. No. Oh, I know that song. It's like, oh, it's Dick. That's the name of the song. It's like, oh. Yeah, this is just a breakaway from all that stuff, craziness. But you know what? I know what I'm looking at. I'm like, holy cow, this is happening. So I have to plan the future. Like, how do I avoid it? First, do my own thing. And like, I just not care about it. I should care about it, but I do care. I know where it is. If somebody asks, I'll explain it to them. And I meet up with these crazy people. Are you the like no comment? I just pretend I'm a celebrity. In a like one of those TV interviews with this. I don't know. That's what I'm gonna do. I know what it is. I don't need to explain it. And I know these people. They wanna fight back with words. But they would go into an explanation. Wikipedia explanation. Well read sentences that's not their own. And they would repeat all that stuff. Push you down. Get alive. Like metalheads would do. Metalhead. You need to get alive. That's the old days, the 80s metal people. Care. Just like you're hardcore. Like we didn't care. Because a lot of us were hardcore. We're involving new hardcore. Came from metal. So we just, I got other important things to do than stay around here. Talk some bull with you because get alive. Yeah. That's what you do. Alive. Go. Step out into the woods. I never did that before. Your shoes off, take your socks off, walk on grass, walk in mud with your bare feet. That's life. Go do that. You know, if you drive a car, you like to do donuts, do it. Why? Because that's life. Right, because I can. So you do donuts, you get caught, and they take it. Either they give you a ticket, it's like, hey, kids, we know, don't do that again. You might get that too, so who cares? Beat it whatever way you want it. You just want to be conscious. Yeah, you want to just do conscious. But really, just understand the things that compromise you, and how to let that go and just live. That's the future, and how to work with the people, because you're gonna need it in the future. It's gonna be less of us. Okay, we gotta work together. And figure a way out, and actually the best is to figure the best way down. What's the most efficient, most correct way out? Actually, I have to say Elon Musk, he's really good at that. That's why I admire him for that. But the Tesla cars, just, I don't know, they need to... I think he has too much stuff on his mind, on his end or desk. He needs to concentrate on certain things. When Tesla first came out, it was great. Now the people are complaining, the parts not finished, brake issues came up. Now there's like lightning is not fitted perfectly. Maybe the robot didn't work. I don't know what it is. The robot didn't finish it correctly, but then there should be a person inspecting it. Say, okay, let me put this back. I think they they want to ramp up the production, but you kill the inspections, all that stuff, the human part of it. So if they slow down, I think they would make better cars. I forget about the Cybertruck. Just give the money back to everybody. It's like, we're not gonna do it, but they didn't. They're doing it, so it's coming out. And it's got a big wiper on them. If I get one of those, I'll be like, wiper's coming out. I don't care. Police tape, no. Pull you over. I was like, oh, I got fans running. That's my wiper. Fans, and go blow the rain away. Huh? And you open the trunk and it's like, here, I got 24 of these fans from this company called Noptua. Quiet. It blew away. Could have done that, of course, but car companies or not car companies, but the standards. It's not just like for all the vehicles, not just FAA or the highway safety people. It's more than that. There's core car maker people say, you must have this. They will not go by, they can't bypass them. Tough. It's like a FIA with racing. It just scrutinizes everything. Kills it. It kills the business. Kind of kills the innovative things. But anyway, Tesla. Yeah, he needs to concentrate on certain things. And no matter, I think he would make better cars. He would make better judgments. Like, okay, we need to put a label on the handle from the inside. Like, or maybe put the extra batteries, backup batteries, like so the car still works. It, the main battery goes out, you still got backup. They can open the doors, open the windows, whatever, and just people can climb out. It's not a bad car. I think it's a great car because there are tons of it where I am, and I see them. It's like, oh, it's nice, you know. Of course, some of the driver gets a little overconfident. They keep cutting me off. I'm like, yo, what's up with that, man? What's up with the Hondas, Acuras, and Tesla? That you don't do that to any other cars. Us? Like, what are you doing? But for me, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the hydrogen thing. And I know I said Miata RF, but I've been looking at two other cars. So, well, of course, the Corolla G series. The other one with the Subaru BRZ. Like, they're pretty much the same. So I'm like, I don't know, man. I switch. I like the Subaru BRZ. This looks nice. So who knows? Who knows what I'm gonna go for? But I like Miata. I don't know what it is because it's tiny. I'm tall enough. Maybe just tall enough to fit in. Is the right height before it gets a little uncomfortable. I don't know what's going on with this whole tall people with short cars. I don't know why it is. Maybe it just, that's how it is in the world. But I do like other cars. I do like bigger cars, like the old caddies and old limos. Find them. Anyway, I'm gonna go. This is the end. I have nothing else to say other than just keep browsing. I'm going to listen to No Agenda Sunday show. I didn't get a chance to do it. But I did hear this morning I heard the Bugs show. Clubbing Center. What is that? The new mac and cheese. Bugs dog. Ooh. Yikes. They're teaching kids how to brush their teeth and eat bugs. I don't know. I don't know what channel is in. Is it NPR? Or, I don't know. This is a Spotify thing. Oh, eat bugs. Hey, look, I eat bugs sometimes when I ride my bike. Open my mouth. And I'm like, oh. And sometimes you get, you do barbecue and a fly comes in or a gnat comes in and it just gets stick on and it gets fried. Like, yeah. But not like full on bugs. No. Ew. I don't care how it tastes. You know what's happening. Exactly what No Agenda Show said. Exactly what they said, Adam Curry and John C. They're gonna make it meat, beef, premium. So all the people below the whatever billionaire now, billionaire role, all the people below billionaire, including the millionaires, will be eating bugs. Over there, up there with them, we're gonna eat beef, pork. We're gonna have super carbon emission, but you can't. Our world, not yours. That's what they want. They want to feel more privileged. We want to be more privileged because you know why? Bitcoin took away their privilege. Some of these younger kids just like, I bought several thousand Bitcoin, now it's worth $1 million. And they're building little companies here and there, and people up there it's like they have no control, so they're like, we need control back. This is all we're gonna do it. We're gonna feed everybody bugs and we get meat, get our puddings, and you don't. Maybe that's what it is. Really? I don't know. Crazy. And I'm gonna go for now. For real now. So, anyway, have a great Monday. Have an excellent Monday. Great start of week. I think. Really don't know. Even it's not a great start of week. But listen to No Agenda Show. I'm not promoting for them. Just go listen to them because it makes you. Even and Curry the Keeper. That's funny. Then I don't know. Depends on your age too. Like it, you don't. In any case, just don't be a jerk. That is it. Simple. Be cool about everything. Somebody does do something to you and they push you, be like, talk to you anymore. At this point in time, that's what you have to do. And it's not a great thing, but it's sort of needed to ignore. Because they've been captured. You're not. Maybe you're a little bit, but you're not. So, have a great Monday. And I'll be back on Wednesday.